On.
Okay, now we're on.
Is this on?
Yep, we're ready. Go
on. Can you check and see?
It is. We're good.
It is?
Yep, we're good. I did that part.
You're awesome.
Dr. Cornwell, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
8:33.
Let's call to order the meeting of the Arizona Physical Therapy Board, March 26, 2019. We are happy to have everyone here. Okay. So we've got students from NAU Physical Therapy, and by way of Zoom, we have physical therapy students from the Flagstaff campus as well. We have no idea whether or not they can hear us, and they're on mute, and they can't tell us one way or the other. So, but let's start with a call to order and roll call.
Roll call. Ms. Remick?
Present.
Dr. Cornwell?
Present.
Dr. Pastillo?
Present.
Dr. King?
Present.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Item number 2, review and approval of draft minutes. Okay. February 26, 2019.
I had a few comments. On page 17, we have Ms. Remick voting on a motion and then returning to the board meeting afterwards. I think she was abstaining on that one.
Oh, okay, hold on. 17?
Page 17, the very top of the page.
Whoops. Doesn't have it. Hold on. Page 17. I put her down as she voted.
Right. And
okay.
Just no. Her as abstain. Yeah. Removed.
Abstain.
No. She didn't abstain. She just wasn't here. She left the table.
Okay.
I got it.
And this one's minor. On page 23, Mr. Greer recused herself.
Sorry.
That's fine. Those are the only comments I have.
Are there any other additions, corrections?
Oh, no, the last one. On page 26, I voted absent on the motion to adjourn.
Whoops.
I think I was here.
Yes. Thank you.
With that, I move to approve the minutes as modified.
Okay. Been moved and seconded.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Pastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We have a 9:00 informal hearing, so we'll go through as much of the agenda until then. So let's move to item number 3, consent agenda. 3A, applications for licensure and certification. These are for consideration and approval of applications for a physical therapy assistant upon receipt of passing scores of the NPTE, AZ Law, and final transcript. Is there anybody on that? What you want to pull out?
I'd move to grant certification.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Pastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 3A2, review, consideration, and approval of applications for physical therapist assistant certification with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. Either of those you want to discuss?
You need first and a second.
Okay. So.
You need a first and a second. Thank you.
Make a motion.
Make a motion.
Second.
Right. Second.
Who second?
Kelly.
All right.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Pastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Okay. Item number 3A3. Review, consideration, and approval of applications for physical therapist licensure upon receipt of passing scores on the NPTE, AZ Law, and final transcript. Is there anyone on that list?
I'd like to remove Christopher Nodecker. He's on page 3, first column, fourth one down.
Okay. Anyone else that you'd like to review or remove? Hearing none, I move that we approve all those on the consent, with the exception of Christopher No Decker.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, so let's consider Christopher No Decker.
Can you confirm for me, please, Veronica or Monica,
sure.
If there's, I didn't see a fingerprint.
If it's not printed, it doesn't mean that it's not there.
Okay.
If you see the notes on the front, that she verified it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was submitted.
Okay.
And received on Thursday.
Okay, thank you. Then I'll make the motion to grant licensure.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Okay. item 3A4, review, consideration, and approval of applications for physical therapist licensure with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. Is there anyone who'd like to pull any of those enters off? I would like to remove Dominic Fragoni for further discussion. Is there any others that you'd like to remove? Hearing none, then I move that we we approve all those in the consent except for Dominic Fragoni.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about Dominic Fragoni.
Yeah.
These are typically things that candidates, applicants did when they were freshmen, sophomore. So they're 8 to 10 years old. This one is a year, and I'm a little concerned that we don't have much time to see whether or not he's changed or not what it is. So I'm interested in other people's thoughts.
I echo the concerns, the circumstances about this. It looks like he went to work the next day,
mm-hmm.
Which troubled me. One thing I did see is he did say he had 2 chemical use assessments. Do we have those?
Not yet.
I would like to see
those.
Okay.
And so I would move to table this application until...
Do you want to invite him here for a...
He lives in Minnesota.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay. But I'll take that as a motion that we table Dominic Fragoni. Okay.
In table to next month. Or
until we receive
those 2. He says he's got 2 of them.
So you have a special meeting then? You're saying
no?
Oh,
they
I,
just
I
want
think
the
in,
2
in
reports
case it takes
prior
longer
to coming
here,
back to the board.
We may have to put it the month after that.
Okay.
So the motion would be to table until such time that the reports are received.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a clarifying question. If anyone knows the,
you don't have a second yet, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, sorry. Second.
Thank you, Nisha.
Now, for discussion. Can anyone elucidate for me if the chemical use assessments are standard?
I do not know. John, do you
have
an idea?
I guess I'm wondering if... I don't recall... Is it protocol? I don't recall seeing it previously, so...
Well, I'm not saying we'd order him to go get one. We may want to, but he's already done it. And so if he has them, I'd like to see them, to see what the diagnosis, what the assessment is.
I agree with you, and I'd like
so,
to see them as well. I'm just curious if anyone is aware if it is the standard.
So do you want both, or do you want
the most
recent?
I want both of them. And one of them is relatively recent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's...
But you still want both, then?
Yeah, September of last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Based on his narrative.
Okay.
And I guess if he doesn't get the first one, I'm more interested in more recent.
The more recent. Okay.
Do you want to amend your motion to be the most recent?
On one of all.
Okay.
If he gives us a good excuse why he can't find the...
He won't come to you until we get both, if that's your motion.
Well, that's my motion.
Okay.
I think it puts the ball in his court.
It is.
If he wants to come and work in Arizona, then he'll have to produce both.
Well, and if he can come with a really good excuse why he can't find that first one, I'll listen to that, but that's up to him. I want to see both.
What about his approval for his AZ law? Because that's what he's waiting on.
That's
no
to me.
So I can approve that while awaiting his...
Well, I would rather just wait and have and just finish this and approve it, and then he can take the AZ law.
I don't have any problems.
Because I don't know what we're going to find. So if we approve him to take the AZ law, he spends that money, and then we decide, no, we're not going to approve you.
Right.
And we've just wasted his money.
Or we're going to approve him with conditions if we can.
Yeah.
I don't really care if he wants to be proactive and take the AZ law. It's fine with me. But he needs to understand that we have some issues.
Okay.
I think he will.
I think he will, too.
But.
So let's leave it at that. We will table this until we get those two reports, and then we'll put him back on the agenda.
Okay. With or without AZ law prior?
Approval.
What's the decision?
Without.
I say without.
I think
without.
When you table it, it sort of pause. It halts the process.
Pause that
entirely.
It. Okay. So the motion before you is to table this applicant until such time that we receive the two chemical substance evaluations.
Yep.
We have a first and a second. Are you ready for the vote?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Pastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
So moved.
Okay. Item 4A, review of and possible action on the following applications for physical therapist licensure. Foreign educated graduates of programs not U.S. accredited, review and approval of a supervised clinical practice period, agreement, facility, supervising PTs, etc. So, Orville Hernandez. So, it looks like he's found himself a clinic. I think it's a fairly decent clinic. I know one of the therapists, not both, but I know one of them. So, I'm good with it.
Okay.
Okay. So I move that we approve his supervised clinical practice period.
Second.
Okay.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Greer?
Aye.
Thank you.
Mr. Greer.
Oh, Dr. Greer. Mr. Greer. you're just so honorary here.
All right. 4B. Review of and possible action on physical therapists previously licensed in the state of Arizona. Mr. Kelly Hall first, physical therapist. Generally, these can be kind of complicated only because they may or may not, they may not have all the continuing education that Arizona requires while their license in Arizona lapses, but she's been working, I think, Texas, I think.
Well, Dr. Cornwell, I don't bring them in front of the board until they do have the
required
amount.
That's good to know. Okay. So she's got more than the necessary continuing education to fulfill that period of time if she had kept her license in Arizona.
Right.
So I move that we approve Kelly Hall.
Second.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
Okay, and the next item is Sandra Sanders. Very similar situation. Again, I don't see any issues, so I move that we approve.
Second.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
All right, item 4C, review of and possible action on applications for physical therapist licensure from applicant requesting ADA accommodations. Justina Valgento. So it looks like she's had significant accommodations throughout her college career. Okay. I question whether or not she can get what she's asking for. I'm not sure the Federation.
Well, I approve what their doctor approves.
So the Federation will give her a reader?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the Federation.
At our expense.
Yeah, they are.
We pay for it.
We get to pay for it?
Yeah, we pay for all the ADA accommodations.
I have a question. Has she not already taken the exam? Because there's something in here from the FSBPT that says she passed with 612.
She did take them, but we had to get the, I had presented it with the ADA accommodations,
okay.
So I wanted it on record that they were approved.
Okay, so she's taken the exam and passed it, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
So we're approving accommodations?
Just the accommodations.
After the fact?
Yeah.
I move that we approve the accommodations.
Since we've already paid for them.
I think that's so we will pay for them.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm not sure where she's going to find a reader in a quiet place to read patient notes, but good.
You have a first, no second.
Who's the second?
Not yet.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, first and second to approve the ADA accommodations. Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Very good.
Okay, let's skip from the 5B, review, discussion, and possible action on request for modification of board order for online education. Point of just clarification. When somebody takes an online course, what evidence do they present to us that they were the one that actually took it? That
they get a certificate of completion, but there's no guarantee that they were the one sitting in front of the computer at the time.
Okay.
You could also allow for a webinar, potentially, if there is one. Ms. Stoneberg, as you can see, she has a long probation, but she's trying to complete it. This is her last item, and currently there is, in the next 3 months, no in-person billing course being presented that we both can find. So she's trying to speed up her request for early termination, which you can either grant or not grant. And the other option that we don't allow that you could allow would be a live webinar of sorts.
All right, here's my concern in that, given the reason why she was required to take these courses, one of the things is that she forged somebody else's signature. So now I'm even more concerned that she's the actual one sitting behind the computer. So I move that we not approve it.
And I have a question about this, and I'll second, because I think I tend to agree with you. How is this just a temporary lull, or is she never going to be able to find an in-person?
It's probably a temporary lull at the beginning of the year. There's usually especially billing and coding, Medicare always, I mean, there's always somebody teaching that Medicare-wise. There just is nobody right at the moment she's ready to
take it. And we verified that as well, or?
I could do a Google, what I do is a Google search as well, so I can check for you. But the chances of a billing and coding course being in the next year and a half is probably highly likely.
Yeah, because I think her probation.
If nothing else, the national meetings tend to have hours that are available for that.
And next will be in Arizona?
In 2020, yeah, next will be here in Arizona. In June. Oh, best time.
Well, that's the best time of year. Yeah. Okay. So we have a motion, we have a second.
You have a motion to deny the request? Yes.
And Mr. Greer did
Mr.
second.
Mr. Greer did second.
So any other discussion, however? Okay. So let's call.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
Okay, so we're on 5C, review, discussion, and possible action to review of potential opening of complaint. GD, physical therapist.
If there's not a lot of discussion, I would move to open a complaint.
What would be the allegation?
I guess if there's something in there that you're insensitive.
Ethics is always an opportunity.
This is the one where we don't have the complainant's information to contact her.
Correct. She did not provide us any information to contact her. All we have is her complaint and her name.
That one, I mean, I'm not sure. It kind of ties our hands to even investigate it.
Meaning we can't interview her. So we have her statement. This investigation probably would literally be get the gentleman's response and then give it to you, because there'd be nothing else to really look at.
There is a motion.
Well, you have a first. There's no second.
Okay, there's no second.
Second for discussion. So her last statement indicates that she does not really wish, well, she does not, her quote, "I do not wish to pursue this issue but want it on the record." So, since I can't clearly tie a law violation to it, I'd like to just have it in the record, in our records.
And well, it would be in the minutes, obviously.
Right, and I would not be in favor of opening up a complaint.
I think the comment was disgusting. I think it was entirely inappropriate. I don't think it was a joke. Or if it was, it was in extremely poor taste. But I can't think of something to open an investigation on.
I think just having it in the record, I agree with you. I think that's good. I suspect, and of course, it's just an assumption that there was a comfort level with this patient. There's most likely been other patients that they've made inappropriate comments with. So,
well, let me.
We could do a letter of concern.
Right, but we would have to open, wouldn't we?
You have to open to do a letter of concern.
Yes.
I mean, there's a chance he admits that he said that. But if he doesn't, I don't know how we prove that he did. But that patient's not going to show up.
Correct.
Okay. So we're left with a motion and a second.
So you have a motion to open?
Right.
Are you ready for the
vote? So we're voting on a motion to open a complaint.
Ms. Remick?
No.
Dr. Cornwell?
No.
Dr. Bastillo?
I need to recuse myself from this vote.
You need to fill out a form to do so as well. Dr. King?
No.
Mr. Greer?
No.
Okay.
You can do it at break here.
All right. I think we'll be able to handle AR, physical therapist, before
and then Karen,
move to take that action.
I'm going to hold on, pause. Karen, I need you to leave the table if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, we haven't really finished this one.
just wait in the wings for just a second. Okay, so that motion failed, so now you're back to square one.
Who's moved to take that action?
Second.
Hang on 1 second. Okay. Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
All right, Karen, you can come back.
Okay. Can we reflect in the minutes the discussion about the appropriateness of the alleged comments?
Already done.
Let's take a break. Rather than trying to do one more item, let's take a break. This next one is going to be by phone, so it'll give us time to make that connection. Okay. All right. So
at 8:57.
All right. So we're adjourned for 2 minutes.